Zed On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, I'm Jess Morgan, aka Deep State, and I'm going to be talking about my debut album 2021.
Yeah, tell me about this album. It's your debut album, and it's a fantastic debut album. Well done.
Thank you. So I guess I started making this album the start of last year. So like just before lockdown hit, the first one. And I was just getting into it and I was learning how to, because I'd never made like electronic music before, and I was learning all about that. And then, like I said, lockdown hit and I was like, oh, I have all this time now. Okay, I'm just going to pour myself into making this thing. And I got really obsessed with it. And then that's kind of how it all happened.
So had you made music before?
Not really. Like, I'd never done any recordings or anything. I kind of grew up like, jamming with my friends or whatever, playing guitar and bass and stuff. But I never had really been in a proper like band or project. So this is my first kind of dive into it.
Oh my god, that's so cool, because it sounds like you've been doing it for years, like listening to this, you know, like it just feels like it's well polished and it, you know, your sound, which is, you know, not always quite common for like someone's first release. People are just like figuring stuff out, but this has like a very distinct Deep State sound.
Thank you, that's really nice to hear. I've definitely gotten that feedback before. I think it's probably to do with like the kind of genres that I was really into at the time, I still am, but I just kind of, it like goes back like 10 or 20 years and isn't being done so much now. So I think that's maybe why it's a bit distinctive. It kind of sounds a little bit different to other things out at the moment.
Yeah, totally. What were some of those genres that you were into?
So like a lot of like 80s and 90s kind of ambient and techno and like down tempo and trip hop and stuff like that. But yeah, it really is. It's kind of like nostalgic for me. I grew up listening to that stuff as a kid.
I feel like you feel that. It feels very dreamy and like it does feel like you're reminiscing. So the first track, and this was also the first single, Sunrise. What's the story behind that song?
So this song I kind of had started to make when I started making this music for the album. And I kind of like started with like a little melody and I was like, oh, I don't really know where to go with it. So I left it for a couple of months. And then I came back to it and I was like, oh, this is cool. I could do something with this. So I started working on it from there. So it was kind of an unexpected outcome. But yeah, it's called Sunrise because that's one of the like pad plugin names. It was called Sunrise. So I just, yeah, went with that. So the next track is called Redux, and this song was, I kind of made this towards the end of my like process of making the album, and it is very much inspired by like I was saying, some of that down tempo kind of like Enigma and trip hoppy stuff with like some ambient dub influences in there as well. And it's made with a lot of samples. So this was one of those tracks where I just kind of like, I found a beat that I liked and then I just layered on top of it. And this is what came out with it. And this is one of my favorite tracks on the album. Yeah, so Sand Dune, the name comes from my favourite Black Mirror episode, San Junipero.
What happens in it?
So it's like, they're actually like IRL two really old ladies. One of them's in a coma and they have this like thing that they put on the side of their head that takes them into this like alternate reality that they can live out. And they meet in like the time period of the 80s at this like 80s nightclub. And it's like, I've seen it so many times, it makes me cry every time. It's this beautiful like lesbian love story. And it really inspired this song. I kind of started out with wanting to make a song based around that episode, and I took a couple of samples from the episode of them like talking to each other, and it's like when I watch it I feel kind of like euphoric and sweet and nice, and like it's such a beautiful love story that I kind of wanted to like make a track that I felt like sounded like the feeling I get when I watch that episode. Baron 2021. This song, I already mentioned Enigma, but I'm going to do it again because this is another one that was inspired by them. I kind of like stole the idea of using Gregorian chants in a song on this track. And that's also where the name comes from. So like the chants you can hear in the song, I think it's like Deum Verum it's called. So I just stole Verum and then put 2021 on there because obviously it's like really old. And I was like, I'm making it 2021. this song it's quite like upbeat and it has some funky bass in there. And this was a pretty quick one that I put together right at the end of making all these songs. It might have been the last one I made. I just wanted to make like an upbeat track that I could work in some Gregorian chants into. this track, Watching the Sky, was, I think I made this right after I made Redux, and I was on a similar buzz with this song. Like, it's quite ambient and almost like a little bit dark sounding. And I got the name from, so I have like a huge amount of samples in my files on my computer, and I have some like vocal samples of this kid just saying random sentences, and one of them was watching the sky, and I was like, oh, I like that. And so I had that sample in there for a bit, and I was like, I'm going to do it myself. So I recorded myself saying it. So it was a bit random how that came about, but that's how I got the name for it. And I guess I just felt that also kind of matched the mood of the song. Like, it's a little bit dreamy and a little bit like dark, I guess. And yeah.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.